the Public News Service Daily Newscast for September 23rd, 2020. I'm Mary Sherman. Average Affordable Care Act premiums would have increased by more than 50% nationally had extra subsidies not been extended by Congress. Small business advocates say it's a big help when so many of them are still trying to get back on their financial feet. Mike Moen reports.
Inflation Reduction Act included a provision to extend the ACA's premium subsidies through 2025. The extra tax credits are from an earlier pandemic relief package and were set to run through this year. David Chase, with the Small Business Majority, says the extension removes a lot of headaches during a complicated time for owners of smaller operations.
Only about half of small businesses are able to offer coverage, and we've seen that number, drop even more since the pandemic, which makes the Inflation Reduction Act even more important.
Chase says since it was put in place, the Affordable Care Act has been a game changer for small businesses, but acknowledges owners still face challenges. He says health care costs continue to rise, with one recent analysis noting marketplace insurers were already proposing premium hikes for 2023. Policy experts say the subsidy extension will help buffer those higher expenses.
Consumer groups are pressing for legislation to reform the way credit agencies handle errors on credit reports. The calls to amend the Fair Credit Reporting Act come in the wake of an admission by Equifax last month that a coding problem caused sizable shifts in the credit scores of about 30,000 people. U.S. Representative Al Lawson is seeking bipartisan co-sponsors for a bill to require credit agencies to respond to inquiries from third-party credit repair companies or consumer nonprofits.
Everyday banks, employees, and governmental entities rely on credit reports to make critical decisions regarding an American viability for home and car loans, employment, and even government benefits, which is so critical today.
Equifax released a statement in August saying it has fixed the coding error. Right now, a loophole allows agencies to disregard correspondence on credit disputes if it doesn't come directly from the consumer. A relatively small number of so-called super emitters are responsible for 40% of the methane emissions in oil and gas hotspots, like California's Central Valley, according to a new report.
Experts from Carbon Mappers, the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, and two universities in Arizona flew over the basin and measured the invisible gas with spectrometers. John Goldstein with the Environmental Defense Fund, a group that co-authored the report, says the health of the planet depends on reducing methane emissions.
Methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas, more than 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide in the first 20 years after it's emitted. So getting these problems fixed, keeping this methane in the pipe and out of our air, is a really important way to bend the curve on climate change.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is PNS. In Illinois, state and local leaders are joining community groups for a call to action to draw attention to efforts to support at-risk youth.
Grassroots organizing doesn't always have the support of elected officials, but in Lake County, the state's attorney is joining in an effort to prevent gun violence and address mental health issues among young people. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt says when it comes to addressing the cycle of gun violence and helping at-risk youths, the prosecutor's office is in a unique position.
I think the prosecutor's office, when it comes to expungement, when it comes to diversion programs, when it comes to drug court programs and mental health court programs, the prosecutor's office has sometimes almost complete discretion in terms of who gets into some courthouse programs. And we need to be thinking about how courthouse outcomes and, frankly, decades of disparity in our courthouse plays a role in this gun violence cycle as well.
The Lake County State's Attorney's Office is co-sponsoring the event along with community groups, including Mothers Against Wrongful Convictions and the Lake County Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Brett Pivotow reporting.
In a world filled with conflict, one city in Michigan is celebrating its status as an international city of peace. A group of nonprofit organizations is hosting a Midland Celebration of Peace to commemorate this year's International Day of Peace and to educate, inform, and celebrate creating peace in the community. Judy Timmons is with the Midland Chapter of Nonviolence Peace Force, an international organization dedicated to transforming the way people think about handling conflict. She says the organization travels to hotspots around the world and work to settle conflicts without the use of violence.
They can't bring guns. They have to come to this neutral territory, if you will. It takes a lot of effort on the team's part, but they have been very successful in bringing a consensus and an agreement.
The Midland City Council passed a resolution designating Saturday as the Midland Celebration of Peace. Workers for Montana nonprofits have seen their organization swamped by the pandemic. Eric Tagetoff reports on the effects that can have on this part of the workforce.
The work of some nonprofit organizations has only increased with the pandemic and the needs that have come from it. An author and expert in the field of trauma speaks at a Montana conference today about the feelings of many workers, of being overwhelmed. Laura Vandernoot Lipsky is the founder and director of the Trauma Steward Institute and author of The Age of Overwhelm. She says there's a cycle for nonprofits in which they become overextended due to structural issues within society, which in turn affects their workers.
You have individuals who are trying to sustain doing this exceedingly hard work, but in environments where it's almost impossible to do it or near impossible to do it.
Vandernoot Lipsky says it can be hard for workers because of their vicarious exposure to trauma over time, or when they work in environments where there's high burnout.
This is Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.